every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank. Let's keep growing. This time check is brought to you by Dambic Bank.
Everything you want in one place.
Just legendary. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet. And spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Rafael Nakachinda appeals 6-month jail term. Lake Kariba water levels rise after recent rains. In global news, Thailand accuses Cambodia of breaking newly signed ceasefire deal. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. Patriotic Front faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has appealed his recent 6-month jail term on count of hate speech contrary to Section 70 of the Penal Code. According to the notice of appeal filed in the Lusaka High Court, Mr. Nakachinda is challenging the judgment of Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri, delivered on 17th December 2025, which found him guilty of hate speech over remarks made in 2023 and sentenced him to 6 months imprisonment to run concurrently with an 18-month term he was already serving in a separate defamation matter. In the 10 grounds of appeal filed, Mr. Nakachinda contends that the trial magistrate erred both in law and in fact, as the conviction was contrary to the weight of evidence, and that the court improperly expanded Section 70 to criminalize political disapproval and criticism linked to an individual's place of origin. He submits that the magistrate misapplied legal test by relying on testimony from partisan witnesses linked to the UPND that the prosecution failed to prove all essential elements of the offense beyond reasonable doubt, and questions how the court imposed a concurrent sentence from a separate matter. Magistrate Piri convicted Mr. Nakachinda over remarks made in 2023 after finding them to have shown hatred and ridicule towards Tonga-speaking people from Bwengwe in Southern Province when he criticized voters for electing a person from Bwengwe to State House in President Hakainde Hichilema. Lake Kariba has started recording significant water levels following recent rainfall activities on the lake and its immediate catchments. According to the Zambezi River Authority, the lake is now occupying 476.24 meters of water, up from 475.80 meters recorded last year during the same period. The authority says usage of live storage volume has also increased to 3.33 cubic meters of water compared to 1.38 cubic meters last year. For power generation, the Zambezi River Authority says the usage of live storage is at 5.15%, up from 2.14% last year. The authority notes that overall stability, rather than significant recovery, is expected as the 2025-2026 rainy season progresses. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has intercepted a truck carrying 800 cases of smuggled Viking cigarettes with revenue loss of 7.8 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala has disclosed that the goods were on a truck with registration number LZ46TNGP en route from South Africa, transiting through Chirundu and destined for the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ms. Tanzala says the truck had been declared as carrying assorted household items in transit, but that a trail by vigilant ZRA officers followed the vehicle to a warehouse in Lusaka's Garden House, where the offloading was scheduled. He says an inspection conducted at the warehouse discovered boxes of Viking cigarettes concealed within the consignment. Ms. Tanzala says following the discovery, the warehouse was secured and sealed, while the truck, together with the consignment, was subsequently seized.
In between the truck, 800 boxes of cigarettes were concealed or smuggled. Remember, these goods were destined to be heading rather than the traffic of Congo in the truck. So using, you know, our strategies or mechanisms that we put in place, but money, we did trail this truck all the way to the warehouse in Saka, where the carton boxes of cigarettes were destined, or rather were scheduled to be offloaded. So we managed to interview the driver who actually did said that actually the cigarettes were meant to be offloaded in Lusaka. And of course, using our investigation department, our officers, we did, you know, arrest at that point the driver and put him in police custody.
In more news, Energy Minister Makozo Chikota has reaffirmed Zambia and Zimbabwe's commitment to strategic power generation and transmission investments aimed at enhancing energy security, resilience, and regional integration. Speaking during the 43rd Ordinary Meeting of the Zambezi River Authority ZRA Council of Ministers held at Elephant Hills Resort in Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, Mr. Chikwete said the two countries were intensifying collaboration on key energy infrastructure projects following climate-induced challenges that adversely affected hydropower generation at the Kariba complex. The minister identified the 2,400-megawatt Batoka Gorge hydroelectric scheme as a priority bilateral investment, describing it as a transformative project that will drive industrialization, job creation, and economic growth in both countries. He urged the Zambezi River Authority to fast-track implementation by executing project milestones in parallel, in line with directives from the heads of state of the two countries. Mr. Chikwete further underscored the importance of regional transmission infrastructure, highlighting the Zimbabwe-Zambia-Botswana-Namibia-Zizabona Phase 1 project, which will provide an alternative power wheeling route between Zambia and Zimbabwe, which is expected to address existing transmission constraints and enhance power trading under the Southern African Power Pool. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Energy Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Sianjelika. In global news, Thailand's army has accused Cambodia of breaching a newly signed ceasefire deal, reached after weeks of deadly clashes that forced nearly 1 million people from their homes. In a statement, the Thai army said more than 250 unmanned aerial vehicles were detected flying from the Cambodian side on Sunday night. The ceasefire took effect at noon local time on Saturday, with both sides agreeing to freeze the front lines where they are now, ban reinforcements, and allow civilians living in border areas to return as soon as possible. We monitored the BBC for this and other world stories.
Thailand says Cambodia has already violated a ceasefire between them, which is only days old. The Thai military said its neighbour had flown more than 250 drones over its territory. Cambodia said the two sides had discussed the incident and were investigating. President Zelensky has said the US is offering Ukraine security guarantees against Russian aggression for 15 years, but he said he wished they would be for longer. President Trump said security guarantees had been 95% agreed, but land remained the thorniest issue. The United States has pledged $2 billion for UN humanitarian projects this year.